You see the audiovisual screens and the projectors that we have been in use maybe for a month or two now. The lights that are coming in. This is still a part of the Sharpen Our Edge campaign. And we raised enough funds. You were absolutely awesome. And we raised enough funds to do the flooring in the entryway in the glass, and the flooring in the gymnasium and the fellowship hall. But we are still in need of funding for these lights and the audiovisual equipment. So please consider that as you give to the church. Of course, it would need to be over and above your regular giving to the church. And I'm speaking to those who attend regularly, by the way. But this is a way to help us, again, sharpen our edge to make disciples for Jesus Christ. Many of us have had a hard time seeing with these dimmer lights for many years, and so we're getting big lights for you all to be able to see. And so please consider that. The lights are $500 a piece. So multiply that by 24. Okay? That's what it is costing the church to do this. Now, we invite you, if you are interested in purchasing one light or two lights or three lights, or if you don't have $500, if you want to go in with five other people or 10 other people, whatever. Whatever you are able to give, we would invite you to give to help support this ministry of Sharpen Our Edge. And another thing is silent beef auction. It is important that you understand that when we took the youth to WOW, and Jamie, correct me, I'm not sure where Jamie is, but we took our van, which is 15-passenger van, and we took four or five other vehicles. Oh, I underestimated. Usually I exaggerate. No. So we took the church van and eight other vehicles. Now, let's just think about this, folks. We took the church van and eight other vehicles to go to WOW. Wow. We are in dire need of a small bus because that is the rule. That is not the exception. When they went to the mission trip this last summer, they took how many vehicles, including our van? You slept since then. They had to take like four or five vehicles, all right, including the church van. So things like, bless Bob and Mary Norton's heart, they've donated a beef for us to auction off. But we're doing little things like that to try to raise funds for a church bus because we really do need it. We're wasting a lot of gas. Praise God that we have to transport our youth. And our children use the van every week with our preschool and our after-school program. So we really need to begin moving on this in regards to the van or the small bus. So I know I've taken a long time, and I apologize, Kevin, but these are important things that will help move us forward in making disciples of Jesus Christ, supporting children and youth in our community, and I know every single one of you want to do that. And today is about supporting our youth as well with our Boy Scouts. And so thank you for being here today. Are you ready for an amazing worship service? Yes. All right, let us begin with a prayer and our prelude. And we will go from there. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for this church and the way, Lord, that we have a safe place to come to focus our hearts and our minds and our souls upon you, Lord. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for the Boy Scouts today and the leaders that are doing their best to lead these young men into your way. And we ask, God, that you anoint them fully with your Holy Spirit as well, that you continue to guide and direct them. But as we gather in this place today, may your presence, Lord, wash over us. If there's any question about your existence, God, may all of those questions be answered today because of the way you move among us during this worship service. Be with us, God. May all negative feelings and darkness run scared because of your presence. In Jesus' name, may we be healed, Lord. However we are sick, may we be healed in your name. Be with us, God, as we come together. Make us one with you and one with each other. In Jesus' holy name, amen.